From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says lawmakers have exhausted debate over health care legislation and that it's time for a vote, hopefully within weeks. Mr. Obama says that starting from scratch is not an option. The president is asking Democrats to add four Republican proposals to existing legislation, including one to crack down on Medicare fraud. The president also backs the idea of passing a bill in the Senate with a simple 51-vote majority. Troops spent the night delivering relief supplies to earthquake survivors in Chile 4 days after the country's massive earthquake. They're also enforcing a curfew to prevent looting. There have been 150 aftershocks in Chile since Saturday. NPR's Jason Beaubien was in Santiago Wednesday when he felt the latest one to strike the country.
We had an aftershock here in the capital in Santiago. I'm on the seventh floor of my hotel, and this hotel probably swayed for a good 20 seconds. People were running out into the hallways of the hotel, and I could see people going out into the streets in the capital. I'm not even sure what the magnitude of this one was, but there was one in Concepcion, which was much more powerful, that it initially sparked a tsunami warning that was later lifted. But yes, the aftershocks are definitely continuing.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Santiago. The U.S. Geological Survey measured Wednesday's aftershock as a magnitude 6.1. A magnitude 6.4 earthquake has shaken Taiwan, saying swaying buildings in the capital and halting some transportation. There are no reports of damage or casualties. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Taiwan's Central Weather Bureau said the quake was centered in mountainous territory in Kaohsiung County on the island's south side. The bureau said the quake originated at a relatively shallow depth of about 3.1 miles below the Earth's surface. Buildings in Taipei shook for several minutes after the quake struck at 8:18 a.m. local time. Service was suspended on the southern half of Taiwan's high-speed railway, which links Taipei in the north to Kaohsiung in the south. Taiwan lies on a seismically active area of the Pacific Basin, and earthquakes are not uncommon. The last big one to hit the island was the 7.6 magnitude quake in 1999, which killed more than 2,300 people and damaged 50,000 buildings. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Pakistan military officials say security forces have killed 30 Taliban militants in a gun battle sparked by an attack on a checkpoint in a northwest tribal region. One soldier was killed and four others were wounded in the fighting. The battle played out in Momand tribal region, not far from Banjar, where the army says it recently wrested control away from Taliban fighters. From Washington, this is NPR News. Veteran California Congressman Pete Stark is the new acting chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. New York Congressman Charles Rangel says his departure from the post is only temporary. Rangel stepped down less than a week after the House Ethics Committee admonished him for taking corporate-sponsored trips to the Caribbean. Rangel says his staff never told him who paid for the trips. The Ethics Committee is still investigating Rangel for other lapses, including late tax payments on a rental property. Greece has announced a new round of cuts in government spending as part of an increasingly painful effort to maintain its creditworthiness in international markets. Should it fail to do so, its prime minister warned it would soon be unable to borrow and would default on payment of salaries and pensions. John Zaropoulos has this report from Athens.
Government workers were asked to give up 30% of their Easter, summer, and Christmas bonuses this year. They've already seen 12% come off benefits above salary and went on strike about it twice this year. The government is also planning to raise money through higher consumer taxes on fuel, retail sales, and electricity. All this in order to cut the ballooning budget deficit by 4 points this year. Prime Minister Yorgos Papandreou said the country was in a state of war against the worst-case scenario, which would be the inability to borrow the roughly 50 billion euros Greece needs this year to refinance old debt and borrow new money. But Papandreou is facing increasingly stiff political opposition and social unrest for focusing on fiscal discipline instead of development. For NPR News, I'm John Saropoulos in Athens.
Asian stock markets are trading lower. Japan's Nikkei is down 97 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.